Good evening, I'm Dan Klein. If you're just tuning in for the first time, this is the Primetime Program. We get to be here on News Talk 1400 WOND. In the studio with me, former Ventnor Mayor Tim Kreischer, and longtime Ventnor resident, and family goes back a long time in Ventnor, too. Tim was talking about I asked him if he was the mayor of Atlantic City, because as we all know, in portions of Atlantic City where the dunes are, it's hard to see the ocean. In fact, in some spots, you can't see the ocean. And so I asked Tim, if he was the mayor of Atlantic City, you know, would he insist one way or the other that the DEP, because the dunes in Atlantic City are actually higher than what the DEP requires, and if he would take it upon himself to challenge the DEP to get it right, make it right, or he would take matters into his own hands, or he and his crew, his public works crew, would take matters into his own hands and try and force their hands. So he then chimed in with a little story about something that might have happened down in Ventnor back in the day. Tim, go ahead.
So what? We completed the project, or this the Army Corps did, maybe in like March or April.
Okay. Year roughly?
I forget, to be honest. Give or take. 2005, maybe. Okay. 2000. And shortly thereafter, it was 2 weeks before Memorial Day, we had a storm and it ate into the dune and the water was lapping at the base of the dune, and we had like 8-10 foot cliffs.
Yeah, I remember
it was
that.
Just sheared off.
Happens in Ocean City,
which
too.
Was a public safety issue because a kid got underneath there, and some of the sand collapsed.
Some of those cliffs are pretty high, man. You know,
it actually happened up in North Jersey. So when we had this problem, we're 2 weeks from Memorial Day. I had the engineer and the administrator call the state and find out what we're going to do about this. So the answer, they called me and said the mayor. They said that there's nothing that we can't touch a dune. There's nothing to be done.
Wow. That did how many well. Times? No, wait. Everybody take a deep breath. How many times have we heard that with regard to the dunes? You can't touch the dunes. Yeah, well. We could touch it to build it. We could actually touch it to replenish it with a 25-inch wide pipe pumping sand from the bottom of the ocean. We can touch it then. But after that, you can't touch it. Go ahead, Tim.
So I said, give me the number. I'll call him. So I called and Commissioner Bradley Campbell at the time called me back. I said, you know, Commissioner.
Oh, that's right. You were saying you were surprised at how calm he was with considering.
Well, he throughout this whole thing, he was very polite with me and very calm, probably calmer than I would have been with me, because you can imagine how upset I was.
Tim, you can be a fireball.
Yep. So I said, you know, I explained the problem and thinking this was no brainer. He'll say, okay. Well, he said, no, there's nothing can be done. We can't touch the dunes. I said, Commissioner, I said, we got people paying tens of thousands of dollars a year in taxes to live at the beach and enjoy the beach and ocean. They've waited all winter to come to their shore on Memorial Day to enjoy the beach and beach and ocean, and they come here and see this. I said, you know, you're going to be in East Jibip somewhere. I don't know where you live. I said, I'm going to be at the Wawa. I'm going to be out eating dinner. I'm going to be on the boardwalk. I'm going to be in City Hall. They'll kill me. I said, no, that's not acceptable. We're not living with that as an answer. He said, well, nothing we can do. So he wasn't budging. So I said, look, what would happen if we had 100 people come down this weekend and start taking the dunes down?
I see. You're a mayor
after
my own heart.
So he said, well, I guess I'd have to send a bus down there and arrest you all. I said, well, start the buses, get the handcuffs, and make sure that I'm the first one arrested. I said, I got firsthand experience with this. Is that, and not to degrade him because I deal with them all the time, but if you remember when Local 54 was on strike in 2004, they blocked the traffic at the foot of the expressway.
I remember that.
And they were allowed, I said, Commissioner, they were allowed to designate who was going to get arrested. I said, I'm sure we'll be offered the same opportunity. You know, do we just dial 1-800-ARREST to make reservations to get arrested? I said, you know, but I said, this is not.
It's not necessary.
So right. I said, I don't want to go to war with you, but we can't live with this. And he goes, well, you know, we can't do, we'll just have to arrest you all. I said, look, I'm just some small town mayor, a clam digger from the shore. I said, I'm taking on the DEP, the Army Corps of Engineers. I said, I'll be a folk hero. I'll be a hero. I'll be on the front page of the Boston Globe, the New York Times, the Washington Post, L.A. Times. I may even make the Paris papers. I said, you know, I don't, you know, we got to do something. He said, let me call you back. So he called me back and said, look, you know, I understand. Do what you have to do to take away the public safety issue.
Okay.
So I said, all right. So we had the public works crew out there, and we started modifying the dunes. And
And our public works crew used to take the sand out from underneath the boardwalk. They manipulated that beach for years, Tim. You know that.
So, in retrospect, we probably took greater liberty with what he told us.
But he wasn't going to come down with a measuring stick, was he?
Well, shortly after we started, I get a phone call, and he would always. When he called me back, it was him. I never got a staff person.
Well, you take your hat off to him for that.
It was always him. He was always, like I said, polite. He said, "Mayor, please tell me you're not taking the dunes down." I said, "Well."
Oh, he calls you back?
Oh, yeah, he called me back shortly after we started.
Wait, time out now. I thought you just said he'd said, "Well, Mayor, whatever you got to do to mitigate the public safety."
I think he meant slope it down a little bit. But we probably took greater liberty than what he thought.
Okay, so then he calls you after that.
But that's what I said. You told us to do what we had to do. He said, "You can't take the dunes down. Stop." He goes, "We'll work this out." I said, "Either work it out or start the buses, because I'm not living with this condition over Memorial Day weekend." So, you know, I'm not having some child getting killed and having that on my conscience. This job doesn't pay me enough to worry about that, Commissioner. So he said, "All right." So he said, "Let me talk to people. I'll call you back." He called me back again. He said, "Okay, this is what we can do. We will cut a hole in the dune every other block, 10-foot wide hole in the dune every other block, so that people can get from the back beach," because, Dan, you're familiar, and people, the dune was in front of the boardwalk, then we had the boardwalk, and then we had a beach behind the boardwalk.
Right, sure.
So there was no beach in front of the dune because the water was up to the base of the dune.
Right.
He said, "So we'll cut a hole out in the dune every other block so people can get to the ocean from the back beach."
Right.
I said, "Commissioner, you're nuts." I said, You go to the beach, your 8-year-old kid goes in the water, and you're not going to be able to watch him? I said, "And the lifeguards." I said, "What do I do with the lifeguard boots? Tie him to the boardwalk railing with a big rope and give him a chainsaw to cut the rope if there's a rescue?" I said, "And we still have the public safety thing with the cliffs." I said, "Commissioner, no." I said, "You better."
Now, what were you looking you better for start as the a buses. Solution, though? I'm curious.
I wasn't sure at this point, but I knew that I wasn't going to be in town, walk around town with these 10-foot cliffs.
Right.
So I said, "Look, I don't want to go to war with you, but I'll win the public relations war on this." He said, "Well, yeah, you will." I said, "Can't we just work this out?" So he said, "Let me call you back." Now, we had a commission meeting Thursday night. I said, he called me back and said, "Okay, what we'll let you do is relocate the dune back closer to the bulkhead." So I said, "All right, that sounds..." I said, "But we're 9 days from Memorial Day. We're a week out." I said, I don't think we have the manpower. It's going to cost us overtime to do this. I don't have money in the budget, and I don't know if we have the ability to do it, to be honest with you." He said, "If you have to pay overtime, we'll pick up the cost. If you have to hire our outside contractors, we'll pick up that
cost."
So for
all because you stood your ground, Tim.
Because I told him to start the buses.
You called the bluff, man, and we need more of that. You just don't get enough of that these days.
So we started to move the dune back. Of course, by the time we got the sand, because it fell off the front end loader.
Right.
You can imagine. So by the time we got the sand
wasn't a whole lot getting
it,
back.
It was really just, it was no longer a dune. It was a hump.
You did the best,
and we actually had to hire an outside contractor come in because we just couldn't get it done. And the ironic thing is, the beachfront property owners, some of them sued us for relocating the dune.
That's wonderful.
I don't know whatever happened to that lawsuit. The judge is probably still laughing. I don't know. But, so we moved the dune.
That's amazing.
Talked about that. You can never touch the dune, right?
Right.
First time ever that municipality was not only allowed to touch the dune, relocate the dune, and get the state to pay for it.
That's amazing.
I think it was like $60,000.
Yeah, they don't publicize that too much, Tim. That story is, that whole chapter is probably buried somewhere in the DEP.
And the other thing, then after that, it was maybe a year or so after, they sent us a bill. And I think our cost was like $800,000. And then, I said, "Don't pay it." Well, my people said, "What do you mean, don't pay it?" I said, "Don't pay it." I said, we didn't get what we were told. I said, "I'll call them." I called the state. I said, "We ain't paying you. We owe you money, but we don't owe you $800. We didn't get all the sand." "Well, Mayor, it was there." I said, "Look, I'm a clam digger. I told you that. Now, what do I know about beach replenishment? You guys got the degrees. You got the initials after your name. You got all the power. You know, you told us that this was going to work. It didn't work. Now you want me to pay for something that we didn't get? I said, if you bought a car and the engine fell out 3 weeks later, would you expect to pay the rest of the mountain you owed? I said, no, we're not paying it. And not only that, Dan, but the other thing is they pulled a fast one on us, that they sent us an agreement that said that the city had to take, remember I said the people own the beach?
Right.
They wanted us to take that through eminent domain. I said, you know, we've had thousands of discussions. Never mention that. I'm not going to, that would result in another lawsuit. And what are we going to have to, when you take a property eminent domain, you have to get fair market value. I said, what's the fair market value of that?
How do you determine that?
But you want me to sign an agreement that says we'll do it through eminent domain, go to war with my, all right, with Fort Warren war, yeah, over a cost that we don't know what it is? I said, you know, you really do believe I'm a clam digger, but I ain't that stupid. Right. We're not paying it. And we never paid the bill. We never signed the agreement. And, you know, we lost the election then, and I'm not sure. We had gotten the figure down to about 600 and some thousand. We figured we lost about 28% of the sand. So we were willing to be fair about it, but, you know, I don't know what the other administration does. And people have criticized. There's people on Facebook. And Kreischer, he stuck the Kelly administration with a bill. He never paid it. Well, yeah, he didn't pay it because we didn't get what we were promised. I would, you know, think that they would
DEP
be happy with
it. DEP said they were going to pick it up.
You know? Well, and just the other, because people would criticize me because that if, you know, if I walked on water, they'd say I couldn't swim.
Well, you know, you and Trump, if you had a cure for cancer, you know, they'd... All right, so federal judge to decide upholding Margate's Halted Dunes project. That is in abeyance there. But great inside story on the dune background at the Jersey Shore. Now it's a little bit of a different story, though, because Christie has mandated all 160 miles of Jersey coast to be protected by dunes. And the projects are moving forward now. Do you see, like right now, it looks like Army Corps is like, they don't, like they created, they dug the trench behind the dunes, essentially created a problem. Now they're being asked to fix a problem that they created, and they're acting like they're not sure if they have a solution to the problem. Isn't the solution to the problem to put the sand back in to the trench that you just dug it out? I mean, why do they come across as so inept sometimes, Ted? What is this with these people?
I think they were concerned that they had a problem. The way our drainage system works the same way. There's scuppers in the bulkhead. They're called scuppers.
The little square holes, right?
So the water comes down the gutter through the scupper onto the beach.
Right.
And that the Margate sand was so high that they were afraid that the water would back up through the scupper and back into the streets.
Okay.
I don't know why they couldn't have taking the sand.
But let's be clear, Margate's had those scuppers since I was a kid. I mean, they've been there forever, and they never had
problem. What they were able to do before the dunes were there, they were able to trench that water out to the ocean. They were able to build a trench so that water would flow out to the ocean.
Okay, well, that seems to be an answer.
With a dune there, they can't do that.
Huh.
So I don't know why they
can't. They put any PVC tubing underneath the dune?
I'll talk to you about that in a minute. What I've been told. I haven't been involved. I don't want anybody to think
I know PVC is not a natural part of the environment. But
I don't know why they couldn't have scraped the sand gradually perpendicular to the bulkhead so when the water came through the scupper, it could flow down to the next street and then do the same thing. So the water would flow and keep the sand at where it was,
so basically, what you're saying is they could direct the water.
Yeah.
Basically.
Now, my understanding is that what Margate said, this is what's going to happen, and I think I think the same judge that heard the case today told him, well, that's fantasy, that's never going to happen. And
right.
Of course, it happened. Is that Margate's engineer said, what we need to do is build a drainage system. Before you build the dunes, we need to build a pipe system under the dune.
There you
have
go.
Have pipes that coming from the bulkhead, the scupper, into this pipe under the dune.
There you go. There's a solution.
And then every four or five blocks, run it out to the ocean.
Makes sense.
But it was like $9 million.
Ooh.
And nobody wanted to pay it. Margie's, what I've been told, just what I've been hearing around town, I have no inside information. Margie said, we don't want the project in the first place. We're not paying $9 million. Right. You want to do it, you pay the $9 million.
Well, they should pay. The DEP and the Army Corps should pay it. They're the ones that are insisting that it be done.